translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Kim, what is the use, Jamati, of birth? Tripi, ba, or, iha, in this world, Shaukra, by semen, Savitra, by initiation, Jagnikai, by becoming a perfect Brahmana, Karmapi, by activities, Ba, or, Trayi, in the Vedas, Proktai, instructed, Pumsa, of a human being, Api, even, the Buddha of the demigods, Ayusha, with a duration of life. A civilized human being has three kinds of births. The first birth is by a pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called Savitra. The third birth, called Yajnika, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even one gets the life span of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. Purport. The word Shaukra Janma means taking birth by seminal discharge. Animals can take their birth in this way too. However, a human being can be reformed from the Shaukra Janma, as recommended in the Vedic civilization. Before the birth takes place, or before father and mother unite, there is a ceremony called Garbhadana Samskara, which must be adopted. This Garbhadana Samskara is especially recommended for higher castes, especially the Brahmana caste. It is said in the Shastras that if the Garbhadana Samskara is not practiced among the higher castes, the entire family becomes Shudra. It is also stated that in this age of Kali, everyone is Shudra due to the absence of the Garbhadana Samskara. This is the Vedic system. According to the Pancharatrika system, however, even though everyone is a Shudra due to the absence of the Garbhadana Samskara, if a person has but a little tendency to become Krishna conscious, he should be given the chance to elevate himself to the transcendental platform of devotional service. Our Krishna consciousness movement adopts this Pancharatrik Vidhi as advised by Srila Sanatan Goswami, who says, Yata kanchanatam jati kamsyam rasa vidhanata tata diksha vidhanena vijatvam jayate narinam. As bell metal, when mixed with mercury, is transformed to gold, a person, even though not golden pure, can be transformed into a brahmana or dvija simply by the initiation process. Hari Bhakti Vilas 2:12. Thus, If one is initiated by a proper person, he can be accepted as twice born immediately. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we therefore offer the student his first initiation and allow him to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. By chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra regularly and following the regulative principles, one becomes qualified to be initiated as a Brahmana. Because unless one is a qualified Brahmana, he cannot be allowed to worship Lord Vishnu. This is called Yajnika Janma. In our Krishna consciousness society, unless one is twice initiated, first by chanting Hare Krishna and second by the Gayatri Mantra, he is not allowed to enter the kitchen or deity room to execute duties. However, when one is elevated to the platform on which he can worship the deity, his previous birth does not matter. Chanda alopi dvijashrishto hari bhakti parayana hari bhakti vihinascha vijopi svapa chadama. Even if one is born in the family of a chandala, if one engages in the devotional service of the Lord, he becomes the best of brahmanas. But even a brahmana who is devoid of devotional service is on the level of the lowest dog eater. If a person is advanced in devotional service, it does not matter whether he was born in a chandala family. He becomes purified. As Sri Prahlad Maharaj said, Vipratvishat gunayutat aravinda nabha padaravinda vimukat chvapachambarishtam. Even if one is a brahmana and is a qualified with all the brahminical qualifications, he is considered degraded. If he is averse to worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if a person is attached to the service of the Lord, he becomes glorified, even if he is born in a chandala family. Indeed, such a chandala can deliver not only himself, but all his family predecessors. Without devotional service, even a proud brahmana cannot deliver himself, and what to speak of his family. In many instances in the Shastras, it is seen that even a brahmana has become a kshatriya, vaishya, shudra, mlecha, or non-brahmana. And there are many instances of once being born a kshatriya or vaishya or even lower, and in the 18th year attaining elevation to the brahminical platform by the process of initiation. Therefore Narada Muni says, Yasya yallakshanam proktam punso varna pibyanchakam yadanyatapi drishyekta tattenaiva vinirdishet. It is not a fact that because one is born in a brahmana family, he is automatically a brahmana. He has a better chance to become a brahmana. But unless he meets all the brahminical qualifications, he cannot be accepted as such. On the other hand, if the brahminical qualifications are found in the person of a shudra, he should immediately be accepted as a brahmana. To substantiate this, there are many quotations from Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, Bharadwaj, Samhita, and the Pancharatra, as well as many other scriptures. As far as the duration of life of the demigods, concerning Lord Brahma, it is said, Sahasra Yuga Paryantam, Aharyat Brahmano Viduhu, Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam, Teho Ratra Vido Janaha. The duration of one day of Brahma is 1,000 times greater than the four yugas. Aggregating 4,320,000 years. Similarly, Brahma's one night, Brahma lives for 100 years of such days and nights. The word Vibhudayusha indicates that even if one gets a long lifespan, his lifespan is useless if he is not a devotee. A living entity is the eternal servitor of the Supreme Lord. And unless he comes to the platform of devotional service, his lifespan, good birth, glorious activities, and everything else are null and void. Kim jamma bistri birveha chakra savitta yaknikai karma bir vatrayi proktai pumsopi vibhudayusha. A civilized human being has three kinds of births. The first birth is by a pure father and mother, and this birth is called birth by semen. The next birth takes place when one is initiated by the spiritual master, and this birth is called Savitra. The third birth, called Yajnika, takes place when one is given the opportunity to worship Lord Vishnu. Despite the opportunities for attaining such births, even if one gets the lifespan of a demigod, if one does not actually engage in the service of the Lord, everything is useless. Similarly, one's activities may be mundane or spiritual, but they are useless if they are not meant for satisfying the Lord. Om Ajnanati Nirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatyade Shatarine Vanchakalpa Tarupyascha Kripa Sindupya Evacha Patitanam Pavanepyo Vaishnavepyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Narada Muni is speaking to the Prachetas, who are excellent examples of devotee friends, devotee brothers. One characteristic of the Prachetas, which was glorified by the Lord in the previous chapter, is this. The Lord said, "My dear sons of the king, I am very much pleased by the friendly relationships among you. All of you are engaged in one occupation, devotional service. I am so pleased with your mutual friendship that I wish you all good fortune. Now you may ask a benediction of me. So this is actually the main characteristic of devotees, how devotees exchange relationships among themselves. The Srimad Bhagavatam mentions, Prema Maitri Kripo Peksha Yakkaroti Samadhyama. The average devotee will exchange friendship with other devotees, will make the Lord the object of supreme love, prema, make devotees his friends, and show compassion to other living beings, the general people, and avoid those people who are envious or who trigger our whatever remaining part of material conditioning we have. So friendship is extremely important, and this was one of the final instructions given by Srila Prabhupada, that you will be able to demonstrate your love for me, for how much you are able to cooperate together to maintain this Krishna consciousness movement. To maintain implies to develop. We cannot maintain unless we develop. But maintenance cannot be, or even development, cannot be only external. If it becomes external, then everything, as the verse, today's verse mentions, everything becomes useless. Dharmas panustita pumsa visvakshena katasuya notpada yetyadi ratim shrama eva ikevanam. If we perform our prescribed duties in our Krishna consciousness movement, according to the external denominations, according to our particular external dharma, external service, but we forget that everything that we are doing is for the glorification of the Lord and His devotees, then everything becomes useless. So, it is not even, Vaishnavism is not about an external denomination. Of course, we need the externals in order to mature. Like the process of sadhana bhakti is a process of engaging the external, engaging the senses in the service of the master of the senses. Pure bhakti, it is performed from the platform of the self. Only the real self can offer bhava bhakti, prema bhakti, pure love of Godhead. Prior to that, Srila Rupa Goswami explains, and Srila Prabhupada elaborates in his Nectar of Devotion, that prior to that, we can perform devotional service only with the senses. Because this is the present self-identity we have. I mean, most of us. The majority, we have this identity of, we still identify with the externals. But if we become focused on the externals and we forget the essence is the satisfaction of the Lord, atak pumbir dvijashrestha parnashrama vibhagasha svanustitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. The satisfaction of the Lord, and satisfaction of the Lord implies the satisfaction of the devotees of the Lord. If we forget this, then everything becomes useless. Even if externally we make everything very good, the essence is the pure offering to the Lord. How much devotion we are offering to the Lord in each action that we perform on a daily basis, at every moment. And especially, this is something that is possible to achieve, especially when we cooperate together. Alone, Srila Prabhupada will give the example of the Aesop fables, like putting together the grasses or the sticks, right? If we have one stick, it's very easy to break. Alone we perish. We fail. It's very easy to break one stick. But together, we are strong. And this is the essence of the Krishna consciousness movement. In Sri Upadeshamrita, Sri Prabhupada commenting on the Dadati Pratigrinati verse, explaining the six loving exchanges among devotees, Srila Prabhupada explains that he created this Krishna consciousness movement in order to develop, to establish a society, a platform where people can manifest these six loving exchanges. And Prabhupada says that actually the society is nourished by these six loving exchanges. For example, His Holiness Bhaktimark Maharaj was explaining at the end of the GVC meetings, he was sharing how much loving service he was receiving. I include myself also in his statement. It can resonate to myself, and I think I can speak for all the leaders who have visited ISKCON Juhu for the meetings. How much sincere love, loving service they have received from the devotees, and how it was more than one can reciprocate with. So this is the expression of devotional service or devotional loving friendships among devotees, that one devotee will extend himself to the other devotees the most he or she can, and then the other devotee will extend himself the most he can. It's a competition, transcendental competition among devotees. Not in the sense competition to say, I am better than you, but competition in the divine platform of pleasing the other Vaishnava, pleasing Krishna, pleasing the Vaishnava Acharyas. This is the spirit. This is devotional service. And therefore the Lord glorified the Prachetas that you have only, this is in previous chapter, you have only one occupation. Your only occupation is devotional service to the Lord. All the other occupations are external. It doesn't matter so much. Like we have here, for example, in the descriptions of the Puranic stories of the cobbler and the Brahmana. Remember that pastime? How actually the cobbler was more elevated than the Brahmana, because the cobbler was fully absorbed in devotional, pure devotional service of the Lord, and had full faith in the Lord. He didn't doubt, at the very least, that the Lord would take an elephant and pass the elephant over the eye of the needle, the eye of the needle. He didn't doubt at the very least. But the Brahmana, he was doubtful. He was only performing his puja, his yajna, only external. It was a show. When the real test came, when the Lord tested him, how many more lifetimes you will remain, I will remain in this world. And then Narada Muni, the transcendental messenger of the Lord, here given the message to the Prachetas, in that case given the message to the Brahmana, that you will have to perform as many yajnas, as many pujas you have performed, you still, as many births you have been doing that, you still you have to come back and do the same. So the Brahmana practically he called the fire yajna. That was his reaction, which showed that actually he didn't have real respect for the offering. He didn't see Brahmar Panam Brahmaharvi Brahmahavir Brahmaknao Brahmanahutam Brahmaiva Tena Gantabhya Brahma Karma Samadhina, that everything offered is actually the energy of the Lord and it is therefore sacred, and everything is meant to be offered to the Lord. It was only external. And this is the characteristic of the age of Kali. The characteristic of the age of Kali is that we tend to focus on the externals. And the verse is actually establishing the position of pure bhakti, pure devotional service, the worship of the Lord, according to the principles taught in Srimad Bhagavatam, Dharma Projita Kaitavutra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Rejecting all kinds of material dharma, that type of bhakti as the highest type of birth. Actually the highest type of life. Birth means becoming alive. Right? To take birth. And the three types of births mentioned here are Shaukra by semen, and Srila Prabhupada explains it in two ways, Shaukra. One way is by birth from a pure father and mother. Because actually, if we take birth from an impure father and mother, that is, in material consciousness, we cannot say that this is real birth. Sometimes people say, even my mother, she's not a devotee, and sometimes she will say, referring to material life, this is not life. Actually, materialistic life is not real life. And also the Sri Upanishad, the Srimad Bhagavatam also say Atmaha, Atmaha, Yeke Chatmaha no Janaha. Someone who is the killer of the soul. Someone who does not have spiritual consciousness is killing the soul. It's not real life. The Bhagavatam says that person is death, even if breathing. Externally, we seem to be alive, but actually, it is not real life, because the real purpose of life does not take place. So this will be one explanation of Shaukra birth. Another explanation is, Srila Prabhupada says that even the animals, they have Shaukra birth. Any living being with a material body has Shaukra birth. So these are the two explanations. From a pure father and mother, Garbhadana Samskara, which means real birth, because the parents, they invest their consciousness at the time of union, sexual union, they invest the consciousness into the soul who is arriving. This is, in the age of Kali, is very exceptional. And therefore, we find in the scriptures that it is highly questionable to talk about being a Brahmana because one is born in a Brahmana family. It is highly questionable, especially in the age of Kali, particularly in the age of Kali. Srila Prabhupada quotes the Varaha Purana, where it is said that even demons, many times, in the age of Kali, will take birth in Brahmana families. That's not to insult people born in Brahmana families, especially one born in a very low class family cannot talk in this way. But the point is that this is what Shastra says. So, birth in the age of Kali is not, Shaukra birth is not so relevant, in that the tendency to become degraded occurs very often. And many times the parents don't fully follow what Guru, Sadhu, Shastra say, due to the influence of the age of Kali. It is not that easy. Even being, having good intention, it is said that hell is full of good intentions many times. The path of hell is full of good intention people. People are very well intentioned, but then make a mistake and go to hell. We find this story, for example, in the Mahabharata, when sage Kaushika, there are many Kaushikas, one of the Kaushikas, he was a great ascetic, and actually he made a vow of never tell a lie. So he got a very strict Brahminical vow, never tell a lie. But actually what, in one occasion that some dacoits were chasing some innocent good people, they passed these good people, they were running, the dacoits were running after them. The ashram of the sage was located at the crossroads. So the dacoits didn't see in what direction the people they intended to rob were running. So they went to the sage and they asked him, can you please tell us, this group of people were going to the left or to the right? And it was obvious they were robbers. They had weapons in their hands and they were going to harm these innocent people. This truthful Brahmana, he being loyal to his vow, I will always tell the truth, didn't discriminate, and he indicated the right direction where they were going. The result of that was that the robbers catched the people and killed them. And as a result of this, this Brahmana, he had to go to hell. So he had good intention to fulfill his vow, but he went to hell. So good intention is not enough. So even if there is good intention, there are mistakes, and then when we make mistakes, we are accountable for those mistakes. Only Krishna, only when there is pure love, a pure offering, when the heart is totally focused on satisfying the Lord, and it is done according to Shruti Smriti, Shruti Smriti Puranadi, Pancharatra Vidim Vina, Aikantiki Harer Bhaktir, Utpatayaiva Kalpate. Following devotional service, not as the verse says, against Shruti Smriti and Purana, but following according to Shastra, when it is properly performed, then guarantee of success is given by the Lord Himself. Otherwise, there is no guarantee in this world, and especially in the age of Kali. So, the point is that Shaukra birth is not a guarantee in the age of Kali, even born in a Brahmana family. Therefore, it is required education, systematic education. In Bhagavad Gita 6:42, here I may be making, I may be biased, making propaganda about the service I offer in education, but I think it's fair because the topic is related to the verse. Srila Prabhupada mentions in 6:42 Bhagavad Gita, and in the Yoga Brashta section, talking about yogis who fail and they come back. And they take birth in families of brahmanas, advanced brahmanas, great sages. Srila Prabhupada humbly, he mentions himself as one of such souls who took birth in such, who had the good fortune of taking birth in such families of devotees. And he's a spiritual master also, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And Srila Prabhupada explains that there are actually many Acharya and Goswami families here in India. And actually these families, they have been transmitting their legacy through the generations. But actually, no, they have degenerated due to insufficient education and training. So it is very important to develop Krishna conscious educational institutes, educational institutions. Srila Prabhupada, the first GVC ministry founded directly by Srila Prabhupada, is the Ministry of Education in 1975, before any other ministry existed. Later on, many ministries were founded afterwards. There was a ministry of children education, led by His Grace Jagadish Prabhu at the time, and there was a ministry for adult education led by His Holiness Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. So education is essential, and it should be properly done. If it is not done properly, then the result is catastrophic, as those of you who are conversant with the history of ISKCON education will know, that due to not having qualified teachers taking care of the schools, the result was catastrophic. Was catastrophic at all levels. At the level of the spiritual and human sanity of the children and all the people who were affected, the catastrophic at the social level within the ISKCON community. It was a great setback, to the point that there is fear to do what we are meant to do, to properly educate, because we don't want to make mistakes again. And at the financial level was catastrophic. If we do not invest in proper education and care of the devotees directly, we will have to invest indirectly. That's the law of nature. The bill has to be paid. If we do not serve Krishna directly, then we have to serve Krishna indirectly through material nature. So we have to invest in education. So many organizations, they have new organizations, completely new. I was reading yesterday, checking out some of the organizations in India, and very new organizations, this Art of Living organization, they have their plan already announced, a university. We have small colleges. We have to make a big university, a big ISKCON university, because there is a need. Unless we educate the world, there is a need. It's actually an extreme need, because the whole educational system is polluted by atheistic secularism. And especially it's happening in India. In India, there is an expression. I was born in Spain, so I don't know how much sense will make in English, but I will mention it to see how it resonates. The expression translated means, it is, that sometimes to be more popiest, like the Pope in the Roman Catholic Church, to being popiest than the Pope. It means being more strict than the leader of the church, more orthodox. So, transferring this to ordinary general education in the world, India has copied the university system from the West. This is a copy. But actually, many times, the secularity and the emphasis on the hard sciences in India is much greater than in the West. Which it is not necessarily bad. If we go back and we need to add Krishna. Education should be God-conscious. We need God-conscious universities, and really God-conscious, teaching the principles of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the preface of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada writes, quoting Sri Prahlad Maharaj, that the principles of Bhagavad Dharma should be taught in all schools and universities. Charity starts at home. We need to create our own successful schools and successful universities. And India is the best, and this I'm not saying to flatter you, to say it is actually, it is the yatra, the by far most developed yatra. In the past, the West in ISKCON had to help India. Devotees were doing book distribution all over the world and sending money through the BBT fund to build the temples in India. I don't know all the details, but I know it's Sridhar Mayapur, Sri Vrindavan Dham. I think here also funds came to build this wonderful temple. So that was in the past. But now India, the movement in India is very strong. You go to Western temples and you find also devotees from Indian origin everywhere. So India is taking over the world in this way, taking over ISKCON. So now it's the time to invest in India, to preach all over the world. But we need to do it in a way which will be relevant to the world. We need to create bridges. We cannot only talk in a traditional language and not be able to translate what we are talking into modern language. It will not be real. It will not be appealing to anybody, not even for the Indians. In 10 or 20 years, the Indian people, at the speed the world is moving, Mumbai is sometimes more Western than the West. I see things here, sometimes the announcements, the advertisements, are more intense into sense enjoyment than in the West. And I have to ask myself, am I in India? Is this India? So imagine in 10 or 20 years what's going to happen. So there is a need to invest into education in order to bring everybody, our own members, keep Srila Prabhupada's legacy, and also other people, bring them to the level of the Savitra birth initiation and then the Yajnika births, or the birth in pure devotional service of the Lord. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I don't know, it's time. Sorry I went so long. Is there time for comments or questions or not? Yes? Comments or questions? The question is, at what time is prasadam?
In the translation, Srila Prabhupada mentions mundane or spiritual activity which satisfies Lord Vishnu. Just had a doubt. When a mundane activity it satisfying Lord Vishnu, it is in fact spiritual. Why Prabhupada is mentioning mundane and spiritual activity?
As I understand in the beginning of the lecture, I was referring to that it cannot be only external. So it cannot be external. One explanation will be, if we do it, we are a spiritual movement, but only externally, then that will not be sufficient to please the Lord. Another explanation is, like three births that are mentioned, sometimes we read about two. We read about Chokra and then Savitra initiation. Here it is mentioned about three, because the purpose of Savitra is to bring one to the goal, to the prayojana of real spirituality, which is devotional service of the Lord. Someone can be a brahmana, someone can belong to a spiritual movement, jnani, yogi movement, but yet will not be situated in the devotional service of the Lord. Like yesterday Ananta Rupa Prabhu was telling me about one very prominent leader from a spiritual movement, I will not say the names, here in India, he heard an explanation he gave in Boise in the U.S. about the holy name of Lord Ram, but he gave it in a very, we will say, useless explanation, because he means to glorify the holy name of Ram. He said that actually Ra stands for light. I suppose that was his own concoction. Ravi, the sun, probably that's what he meant. And Ma means me. I am light. So Aham Brahmasmi. So instead of being an evolutive, of being evolving from Brahmanism to Vaishnavism, he was devolving from Vaishnavism to the holy name of the Lord to a lower level of spirituality. So that will be an example of useless and a useless form of spirituality, because the person is missing the point of devotional service. Any other comments or questions, Prabhu?
Maharaj, the university you are mentioning about will impart material education or only spiritual education?
That's something we need to come to an agreement. I will say that here I'm giving my opinion. I'm speaking, I'm taking the opportunity. I will say, and I will substantiate my opinion on the basis of Shastra. I will say we need to have universities which teach, of course, the foundation is theology and philosophy, that's the real foundation. If it is not Krishna conscious theology and philosophy and practice, then it becomes useless. So that's the foundation. But I will say we should come to the point to have our devotee experts teaching all the worthy areas of human endeavor, and why not teach also science to our devotees? Why we have to meet? I travel to different countries, and we have to meet, for example, parents who tell me they send their son or daughter to study to Australia or to the US to study science. I'm talking about parents from Indian background. They send their children to study to secular universities, and then due to a satsanga, to bad association, because they don't have sufficient spiritual association, they become involved in material activities. If we have our own Krishna conscious universities, we can protect our members in terms of providing a good sangha while they are learning their profession to earn a livelihood. And besides that, even more important than that, is that if we have real devotee scientists doing proper research, then we can respond to the materialistic scientific approach. And Srila Prabhupada, in the 5th chapter of the 1st canto, he talks about the different branches of science, the different disciplines in science. He's mentioning chemistry, physics. Srila Prabhupada here in Mumbai was extremely enthusiastic about the Bhaktivedanta Institute initiative because he wanted to preach to the intelligent, to the leaders, the intellectuals of society. So we need Krishna conscious universities to respond at every level. And if we don't research all the different sciences, we will not be able to communicate properly. But of course, I acknowledge that some devotees will say, no, we only will teach theology and philosophy, let others teach the rest, and we will teach philosophy and theology. That can be another approach. But then many of our youth will not go there, because at the moment, with theology and philosophy, it's very difficult to make money. Unless someone is really very, very detached, is planning to be a brahmachari or sannyasi monk all the life, may be difficult for some to go and spend many years studying and really preparing themselves. Any last comment or questions?
The cultivation of avidya along with vidya is recommended. So as you said, it is perfectly fine.
Very good. That's another argument which substantiates the approach of having fully fledged universities with all the different branches of knowledge. I want to end by thanking especially Brajahari Prabhu and all the local devotees who have extended themselves to the most. I have seen devotees who are professionals, doctors, very humbly serving all the devotees, all the leaders who came here. And it is very inspiring and humbling. It is actually a lesson for me. It is a lesson of Vaishnavism. or actually sometimes people say they're afraid of developing universities because to develop a university one may become puffed up with learning. But actually here you are showing by example how the devotees, highly qualified materially, are offering very humble service to devotees coming from all over the world. And it's especially thanks to all the leaders and particularly to His Grace Vrajahari Prabhu and all the local devotees. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nithai Gaur Premanande. Hare Hare.